Geek Radio Daily for Friday, April 17th, 2009. All of the geek in one host. No, that doesn't rhyme, but Billy Flynn is out at Starfest in Denver for the weekend. So your Uncle Vicar giving you everything you need to know to start your week. Boys and girls, this day in 1861 in the American Civil War, Virginia seceded from the United States. Will we do it again? Maybe. Certainly worth consideration. 100 years later in 1961, the Bay of Pigs invasion, wherein a group of CIA-financed and trained Cuban refugees lands at the Bay of Pigs in Cuba. So there you go. A couple of history notes for today. Yes, kids, Billy Flynn is away. Okay, he'll be back on Monday. Everything is going to be all right. He's hobnobbing and rubbing elbows with the stars in Denver, Colorado for the next few days. Upon his return, he'll tell you all about it. Or, of course, you can click on the link on the website and look at the video. That's pretty cool, too. GeekRadioDaily.com. That's where you need to go. Tonight's TV pages over on ABC. You've got brand new episodes of Super Nanny and Wife Swap, AMC, Roadhouse. There you go. That's a good Friday night movie. I could see that. It's a Friday night popcorn picture. The original 1978 Halloween is in there, too, just for giggles. The Bravo Channel, The Glorious Kathy Griffin, She'll Cut a Bitch. It's the name of her show. Kathy Griffin, She'll Cut a Bitch. Is on. I love me some Kathy Griffin. You guys know that. I'm somewhat obsessed with redheads, her in particular. Taking some heat for that over on Facebook in my top five lists of favorite redheads, but I don't care. I love her. Call me. Followed by Top Gun. So you got some 1986 homoerotic action you can check out there, playing with the boys. On Encore, Enemy of the State. It wasn't that bad. Will Smith and Gene Hackman in that there picture. Yes, it's ridiculous, but it's a fun Friday night movie, as is Die Hard over on FMC and the Fox Movie Channel, as is over on FX True Lies. Look at that, good action movies. True Lies, by the way, the one movie I like to hold up in my argument that Jamie Lee Curtis is indeed a woman, and a spectacularly built woman, by the by. Yes, I know, she was naked and trading places, but this is better. The dance in the little, yeah, you guys know what I mean. TCM, Turner Classic Movies, you got your Maltese Falcon, and on Spike TV, you got Star Wars Episode 1, not the good one, the Clone Wars. That's pretty much all I see. Seriously, it's Friday night, go to a movie, you know? There is new stuff out, I'll get you the movie information coming up in just a minute, but yeah, leave the TV off, there's no good TV programmed on Fridays. I know you can watch a movie, but you probably got those on DVD anyway, right? Let's look at the mailbag.
You've got mail, it's not spam.
All right, here we go. This is from Scott, who says, you may think Jennifer Garner is cute. Yes, I do. I made that reference on yesterday's show. You may think Jennifer Garner is cute. I find her to be a horse face. Damn, dude. Horse? Seriously, tell me what you really think. Not as bad as Sarah Jessica Parker, but still. By the way, I noticed the Ustream link on GeekRadioDaily.com. What's that about? When I clicked it, the station was off air. When is it live? Later, Scott. Thank you, Scott. That is for Starfest. Billy Flynn is going to be streaming some live video interviews and stuff, and some video footage from the floor at Starfest this weekend. That's what that's for. So make sure you check that out. The link is on the website at GeekRadioDaily.com. If you want to send us an email, please do. Vicar, Billy Flynn, podcast, The Bruce, or Flinstress at GeekRadioDaily.com. In the meantime, got some news of the geekly and a look at your brand new movies coming out on this here Friday, April the 17th, 2009, Geek Radio Daily.
Here at Newtown Radioactive, we grow our science fiction the old-fashioned way. Whether it's your pseudo-cyberpunk dystopian future,
there are fields, endless fields, where human beings are no longer born. We are grown.
Or dark mysterious oozes lurking beneath the surface of the Earth.
Lifeblood of the Earth.
Or our ongoing experiments into alternative fuels.
This is heavy duty, Doc. This is great. Does it run like on regular unleaded gasoline?
Unfortunately, no. It requires something with a little more kick. Plutonium!
You can rest assured that Nuketown uses only the finest speculative fiction and geek ingredients in our homegrown podcasts. Join us every other Monday for speculative fiction and game reviews, geek commentary, and whatever else we decide to ramble on about.
Listen, we found some beryllium on a nearby planet, and we might be able to get there if we reconfigure the solar matrix in parallel for endothermic propulsion. What do you think?
Nuketown Radioactive, because if it's not glowing, it's not good for you. Check us out at www.nuketown.com/podcast.
Geek Radio Daily for Friday, April 17th, 2009. One host today. It's your Uncle Vicar taking care of things, holding it down, keeping it real, right? Because that's what I do. Bringing it to the street, what? Because I am street. Everybody knows that. It's Friday. That means it is time for new movies. Let's see what's out at the box office this weekend. It's 17 again. This is not a sequel. You didn't miss 17 2 years ago, and this is the sequel. 17 again. No, no. It's what it's called. Warner Brothers PG-13 picture. 30-something Mike is given another chance when he's miraculously transformed back to the age of 17. Unfortunately, Mike may look 17, but his 30-something outlook is totally uncool in the class of 09. And in trying to recapture his best years, Mike could lose the best things that ever happened to him. Zac Efron in the lead playing Matthew Perry, who's also in that. By the way, these movie descriptions from Yahoo Movies. Let's see. Also, okay, here we go. How about Crank High Voltage? This is a sequel from Lionsgate. Rated R, Jason Statham is kidnapped by mysterious Chinese mobster. 3 months later, he wakes up to discover his nearly indestructible heart has been surgically removed and replaced with a battery-operated ticker that requires regular jolts of electricity in order to work. Hilarity, no doubt, ensues. I'm sorry, but that sounds funny. Really? That's what you're going with? Your heart has been replaced by, like, one of those MedAlert bracelets. I don't know. That's great. And finally, State of Play is out. I've seen the trailers for this. I don't know. It might be good. Universal, rated PG-13. U.S. Congressman Stephen Collins, who the actor? Anyway, is the future of his political party an honorable appointee who serves as chairman of blah, blah, blah. Anyway, all eyes are upon this rising star to be his party's contender for the upcoming presidency until his research assistant and mistress is brutally murdered and buried secrets come tumbling out. Ben Affleck, Russell Crowe in this. It says assistant slash mistress. There's your tag right there. You should know from that. That's how you know it's a problem. There should not be a slash there. That's nothing good can come of that, sir. So there you go. From Yahoo Movies, State of Play, Crank, High Voltage, and 17 again. I don't know. Maybe you should just go to Blockbuster.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news from IGN. Nathan Rees, the premier of New South Wales, has confirmed that Warner Brothers and DC Comics' Green Lantern will in fact shoot at Fox Studios Australia in Sydney. Pre-production will start in July. Filming will commence in November. The trade paper says the film will have a budget of $150 million and that it will create some 500 jobs and include a substantial investment in digital effects work in Australia. Studio is currently shooting for a December 2010 release for Green Lantern. Billy Flynn somewhere is smiling right now. From sliceofsci-fi.com, if you're confused about when things happen on Lost, don't have time to rewatch all the episodes and figure out what the hell's going on with the chronology, well, ABC has a site that'll help you out. As the series celebrates its 100th episode, the network has posted a new timeline for the series that'll give you a quick refresher on the history of the island and the island castaways. May help clear up some questions or confusion. I will actually break tradition and post the post that link in the show notes. Because otherwise, I don't want to say it. It's too long. And you won't remember it anyway. So check out the show notes. We'll let you know. From io9.com, is the much-discussed Pushing Daisies comic book coming before the end of the year? Inquiring minds want to know. Creator Brian Fuller thinks so, and he's already talking. Publishers, writers, and artists talking to Sci-Fi Wire. Fuller explained that he's already in discussions with Warner Brothers to get the publishing rights for the series, and Marvel Comics to publish the series. So that'd be cool. Pushing Daisies fan, there you go. It'll live on. Finally, from Variety, John Madden is calling it quits. You may have heard this by the time you get to hearing this, but Madden worked for the past 3 seasons on NBC's Sunday Night NFL game. His last telecast was the Super Bowl between Arizona and Pittsburgh. Madden, who hates flying and often travels to games in a bus, began his pro football career as a linebacker coach, 33, youngest coach in what was then the American Football League. Madden led the Raiders to their first Super Bowl victory, retired in 79, joined CBS later that year, was inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame in 06, and of course most people know him for his fantabulous games from EA Sports. So there you go, John Madden, good for you. Relax and spend some time with the family. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. License. subscribe through iTunes. Help us out while you're there and drop a review, will you? Join the forums for some social geek working at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD Weekly, the hour-long, actually sweetly, sometimes weekly show, featuring Billy Flynn, the Vicar, the Bruce, and the Flynnstress. All right, Vicar's not there most of the time, but hey. Check out the store at cafepress.com and email us at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, the Flynnstress, the Bruce, at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.